It's the Lee Rayburn Show live from the Wisconsin State Fair inside the Grand Champion Hall. Thank you so much for being with us today. Our next guest is the Agriculture Education Manager for our Wisconsin State Fair, Carrie Shanicky. And if you have a question for her, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can email talk at WPR.org. Or if you're in the audience here at the Grand Champion Hall, you can ask our executive producer, Jill Nadeau, who will be standing by for you. And Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
There seems to be a central theme to the show today, and that has to do with how invested everybody is in the state fair who works here, and how once you get in it, it's very difficult to leave it. So I'm very curious to find out from you what your history is with the state fair.
So I grew up showing and helping out at my local county fair.
Do you know how old you were?
The first fair I went to, I was a baby. So
yeah. So you've been doing this since birth.
Yes, truly.
I think you beat the other guests out today then.
And so I started out with my county fair a lot. My mom was our 4-H agent. My dad was our fair board president. So fair was in my blood from the beginning. Then shortly after that, my mom got really involved with state fair. And so I came along for the ride, and I would volunteer and help. And one of the things I did as a child was help set up the youth exhibits building. Mm-hmm. So I would come in and I could arrange displays and help with transporting exhibits around the building. And there was just something really fun about that. You're taking projects that other youth had made and showcasing and celebrating them. And so I did that for a good chunk of time. I also used to help with our fair camp program that we had, where we would have elementary school students from the area come in and do a day of education at the fair. After the sunset on that, though, I ended up getting a full-time job here, which was kind of a dream come true.
What was your county fair? Give them a shout out.
Dodge County.
Dodge County, there you go. So what's your role then as the Agriculture Education Manager? It sounds like it's right in your wheelhouse.
Yes, so I get to oversee fair-goer-facing education. That includes Discovery Barnyard Neighborhood Corral.
Calling it Neighborhood Corral.
Oh, I love that delivery.
Sorry.
I'll leave that one to you. I don't think my delivery is going to be that good. And then I also do exhibitor-facing education. So we run quiz and communications contests for our junior exhibitors.
Cool.
And we run the Chairman's Award program for our open class exhibitors in the Ag Department, where they put together educational displays, and we have a committee that judges them to kind of continue education in the barns.
Carrie, can you explain what it is that brings you back and the gravitational force that is the Wisconsin State Fair, what the draw is for you that would never keep you away?
It's kind of hard. It's just like an internal feeling that brings you back here.
It's the feeling.
It's the feeling. It's a sense of home.
I love that. I've heard family and home, and it's probably not something you can necessarily put your finger on, but
right.
It's probably something you look forward to all year round. But it sounds like your role really is a year-round role at the Wisconsin State Fair.
It is. So since I started 3 years ago, we've increased ag education programming on a year-round basis. We started an Ag Discovery Day, where we bring about 1,000 elementary students to Fair Park on a day in April. And we set up a mini fair of sorts, where we do different hands-on education stations to give those youth a chance to really immerse themselves in agriculture.
1,000 kids.
Yes, and it is as fun as it sounds.
That'd be something to corral yourself, but and then it's like it's just a kind of a state fair just for them. Explain it.
Okay, so we link stations to the National Ag Literacy Outcomes, so focusing on a range of areas of ag education, and we have some live animals on site, so we'll have horses and chicks and calves, and then station presenters will explain the care of those animals. Youth get a chance to ask questions about those animals. And then we work in some of these hands-on experiments. So this past year, one of our favorite ones was the magic of milk, where we would pour whole milk into a plate and then use dish soap and dye to talk about how the fat globules stick together in milk.
That's science. You're doing science experiments.
We try.
Carrie, what are some of the agriculture events that get you excited at the state fair?
There are so many ag events that are, like, it is hard to pinpoint one, but one that gives me goosebumps every year are the All for One livestock shows. In All for One livestock shows, we have participants with disabilities that will get the opportunity to show either a sheep or a goat in the show ring. We pair them with a junior exhibitor or a team of junior exhibitors to learn about animal care, learn about how to show the animal in the ring, and then they get a chance to enter the ring through an archway made of the hands of their peers. So it's this big coming into the ring, we're all cheering, walk the animal around the ring, and then get a champion ribbon.
I understand there are competitions at the state fair, but there is more cooperation, I believe, than any competition you'll find.
Very much so. To see youth who have taken a full day of showing, and then they take additional time to let us borrow their animal and their time to help another youth is, like I said, truly chilling.
Are there more all-for-one livestock shows before the state fair wraps up on Sunday?
There are not. So we had one, unfortunately, come back next year. So August 6th, we had our swine show. We had 8 participants and over 30 mentors.
Yay.
And then August 8th, we had our goat show with 12 participants and another 30 mentors.
I enjoyed that. And I've also heard a little bit about animal welfare today and making sure that these animals at our state fair are taken care of. And how do we go about that, Carrie?
So one of the biggest things that we do is making sure the barns are kept comfortable with adequate air movement.
Yeah.
All of our exhibitors care about their animals so much. So
yes.
Keeping the animals comfortable and healthy is really at their forefront all of the time. We provide the environment to get them set up, and then exhibitors bring additional fans, comfortable bedding, and adequate food and water so that those animals are comfortable and happy and ready to be champions.
One of the things I saw was that all of your animal exhibitors have to have certification to some degree. Is it YQCA? Is that right?
All of our junior exhibitors.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Yep, all of our junior exhibitors complete the Youth Quality Animal Assurance Program. And that's just to increase education and ensure that they are prepared to raise animals in the most responsible way possible.
But they do that already anyway, for the most part.
100%. Like I said, animal care is really at the forefront of all of our exhibitors.
And kind of animals that you have on display here would be the cattle and the swine and the sheep and horses.
Rabbits and poultry, canine. We kind of have a smattering of everything. Today is the rabbit hopping show, which is another highlight of the fair.
Is this a contest?
So we have exhibitors that train rabbits to go through obstacle courses,
what?
Do jumps,
what?
Agility coursework. It is insane, and the arena is packed every time. So definitely swing by the Poultry Rabbit Palace today if you get a chance.
Yeah, I am curious to see how this works, and I did not know that rabbits could be trained.
Like, very successfully.
Oh my gosh. And do you know what kind of investment it takes for these kids to be able to train these rabbits? And
the largest investment is time.
Yeah.
It's working with the animal, building that trusting relationship, and giving them treats, and then continuing to do that again and again. And sometimes on the obstacle course, the bunnies may, you know, need a little extra assistance to get through, but it, again, truly an amazing show.
Carrie Shanicky, our guest, Agriculture Education Manager at the Wisconsin State Fair, where we're broadcasting live today from the Grand Champion Hall. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you have a question here in the Grand Champion Hall, you can ask our executive producer who is making the rounds, Jill Nadeau, and she'll pass that along. Tell me a little bit about Discovery Barnyard and what kids will find there when they visit.
Discovery Barnyard is one of the largest parts of my job and honestly one of the most exciting. I love Discovery Barnyard. So we have about 150,000 visitors each year that make their way through Discovery Barnyard.
Just through the barnyard.
Yeah. And it is a space for ag education and an opportunity for fairgoers to see animals up close. We showcase all species in there that we also show in other areas. So as other animals maybe are leaving the grounds or are being shown, fairgoers will have the chance to see all species in that barn. And then we do some hands-on ag education stations. So this year, a fan favorite is the potato digging station. We have different potatoes in a digging bed, and fairgoers of all ages, I would say, but mostly younger ones, are getting involved with identifying what type of potatoes they're digging up.
So do they have tools for this?
They do. They have shovels, and honestly, a lot of them are just using their hands.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't it be more fun just to get your hands dirty?
Oh, and it is. It is. We also have grain bins in there this year, so fairgoers are able to see, feel the difference between corn and wheat and soybean and oats.
Oh, neat.
And really get all involved and see what they feel like.
I feel my reaction to this, Carrie, and it, you know, I would be interested in yours, is that sometimes we can feel so far removed from our food that we're not recognizing where it came from, how it is treated before it gets to us, and it's an impact on our health and our diet and our lifestyle. Now, this Discovery Barn really makes those connections from the people who grow the food to the distance it travels to get to you, how it is treated, and what it does to your body.
100%. We really work on helping fairgoers understand that link between agriculture and food, because it really is a very straight line to get from one to the other.
I think we heard from Sherry Black earlier. She had to be told that people bought their meat in a store, because before she got married, it was just at the barn. Which I think is kind of the complete opposite from most folks who would grow up in more urban areas, that it just comes from the grocery store.
Right, that carton of milk coming from the grocery store, not understanding the journey that it takes to get there.
Right, or where it came from.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to the Neighborhood Corral. You don't have to call it that. I will.
I really enjoy it.
It's where you find
it.
Your horses. That's why I thought everybody called it that. My mistake.
So we have 5 horses on display, and we have a building host who does daily demonstrations talking about animal care and showcasing different things with those horses. We also have a more sensory-friendly play space in that building, including rocking horses, quiet learning activities, and my personal favorite, we have 2 really large fiberglass horses that look like a life-size horse for fairgoers to have a seat and take a photo.
Oh, that's wonderful. So everybody can get their photo on a horse.
I would say everyone should get their photo on a horse.
At the, and I won't do it again, Neighborhood Corral. I'll spare you, Carrie. But also, I feel a kinship with horses. I'm not a horse rider myself, but our relationship seems to go way back. They seem to have a mentality that I just sort of relate to horses, I guess. I can understand our love of them.
Well, and they're such elegant and gentle creatures.
That's it, isn't it?
And the beauty of having a fully equine-based exhibit is we really get that in front of the fairgoer.
It's just the horse.
Yeah.
And the chance to meet them, their mentality, and sort of...
And learn about how they're cared for and how they're shown and all of those things.
How are they shown?
So here at State Fair, we have a couple different ways. We have draft horse shows. So that's where they'll either be tied to or hitched to a cart or a wagon with other horses. Mm-hmm. We'll have, right now actually, we have our drill team exhibition going on.
What's
so that is young people on teams of about 10 to 13 who will train their horses to do synchronized routines. That's happening in the Coliseum today, which is definitely a fan favorite as well. And then coming up, we'll have Gymkhana and trail and hunch over fences where exhibitors train their animals to go through either obstacle courses or over fences.
What are the age groups for junior exhibitors?
Junior exhibitors are 12 to 19.
12 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, because we had a champion rose grower yesterday that was 8 years old, but I'd imagine 12 is a good place to start for animals.
12 is a good place to start, and in addition, people can start showing in our open class at the age of 5.
Oh!
So... We're
Carrie,
really,
you get 5-year-olds?
We do. It's one of the sweetest things in the show ring to have dad and child walk in the animal together.
Oh, so yeah, it becomes a parent and kid thing then at that
It's
age
really
group.
A family affair, yes.
Oh, that is a lot of fun. What the junior livestock shows, that is something I've seen a little bit of. And again, it's 12 to 19-year-olds. And what are they showing? How are they showing their cattle there?
So that 12 to 19 span includes dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, pigs, and then the poultry and rabbits, like I mentioned as well. So each species is shown a little bit different. In dairy, many of our exhibitors compete in showmanship. And that actually is true across a lot of our species. And that deals with how the exhibitor showcases the animal. And that really goes back into the building the bond with the exhibitor and their animal.
So it's more about the relationship between... the person and the animal, that's what you're looking at then?
In showmanship, absolutely.
Interesting. And some of the other ones, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay.
It was just a light bulb in my head. It was like, oh, this is really about how they treat each other.
It is, and the mutual bond between them. And some of the other classes, we have one of my favorites is called lead class, and that is in the sheep division, which lead class is really where runway meets the show ring. The exhibitor dresses in a wool outfit, and their sheep has a coordinating outfit, and they have a fashion show in the ring. It is adorable.
Oh my gosh.
And that's actually happening tonight as well.
Oh wow.
So a fun day today at State Fair. Lead class.
Lead class for sheep.
Yes.
And that's tonight at the State Fair. Where is it being held?
That'll be in the Sheep and Goat Barn.
Sheep and Goat Barn.
At 5 p.m. I believe.
What are you looking forward to other than that for the State Fair?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down, to be honest with you.
Picking your favorite child. I said that before, yeah. And I feel bad about it. But I'm also curious, since you're so seeped in it, something that you are like, I'm not going to miss this. I've set a calendar appointment for it. I'll be there.
Visiting the Canine Sports Arena is definitely a highlight of my day. So there they do agility, dock diving, scent work, a tunnel challenge. Really all different ways that our canine athletes can show off their skill sets. And honestly amazing to see the crazy things that these dogs are able to do.
How do you teach that? What's the education component? How can I get a better trained dog?
So a lot of that with our exhibitors goes back into the building the bond and the trust between the dog
and treats
and the human, and the treats, of course.
You mentioned that.
And then it's really the practice to keep going. The dock diving is amazing to watch. So
I'm trying to picture, how do you do dock diving?
We have a dock stage up on a dock, and they jump into a very large pool. And the goal is to jump as far as they can.
What's attendance like for these events?
Max capacity of the structure. People are really trying to duck in and see literally anywhere.
So you sort of have to plan to be there, and you probably should arrive early.
To get a seat, absolutely.
But for you, you can probably just walk in.
I can sneak in the back.
It's not sneaking. You made it all possible. You put it all together.
I'm part of a really strong team that makes it all possible.
Yeah, I've heard that a number of times today as well. So Carrie Shanicky, tell me a little bit about your team.
So our ag department, there's five of us year-round staff that take responsibility for planning things throughout the year. And then in the summer, we have about 200 staff that we have that come in to help us with the fair. Now, that includes everyone from our barn staff that are facilitating and running the shows, our scooper trooper team who clean up the maybe less than
indeed
than
they are troopers, Carrie.
Yes, they are. And we just got done with one of our biggest changeovers overnight. So all of the barns were emptied yesterday, got cleaned, sanitized, and flipped.
Wow.
And so they had a very long day, but they are still full of energy this morning.
But what did they get out of it?
I think they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because every time I talk with them, they're having a great time. So.
Well, it's that sense of community, that sense of family, and just to be around these animals, I would imagine, can be enough.
Absolutely. It's the...
Even for the troopers.
Yes. Even for those scooper troopers.
What more can... if kids are listening and they wanted to get involved or wanted to find a way into the state fair or wanted to learn, you know, a better, closer relationship with their animals, what's the path for them to take to end up here?
A lot of mentorship peer-to-peer happens in these barns. So particularly in our goat barn, we have such a sense of community amongst those exhibitors. They'll take people that have been showing for years that are on their way of graduating out. And as we have new exhibitors come in, they'll say, hey, you should try showmanship. Or, hey, why don't you get involved with the quiz and communications contests? And it's that type of peer-to-peer mentorship that I think really helps people succeed.
So you could start at your county fair.
You can start at your local county fair.
People who would be there to help you. You can visit the state fair. There are people who, I mean, they love this and would love to share it. It's part of what creates that sense of that you can't put your finger on and can't quite describe it, but
exactly.
It's ever present.
And I will say one thing about animal exhibitors, they are some of the most passionate individuals you'll ever see. So it is a very unique community, and we're very fortunate to have them.
Because of the animals they love.
Yes.
And they get to know and have relationships with, and then you judge them for those relationships.
Exactly.
So the state fair this year at the fairgrounds wraps up on Sunday. Your job is year-round. I'd give you a couple weeks to maybe rest and recovery, Carrie. But then what's your job look like from there?
So we've already actually started planning things for next year. Much like Jill, we have to be thinking about, you know, where we want to go to continuously improve. In the fall, we'll start planning our Ag Discovery Day event. We also do some other year-round outreach programming. Ag on the Move is a new program we started where we take staff into senior facilities and we churn butter and do fish printing and have fun ag education with a different audience than we usually do here at the fair.
I have churned butter before. That is some hard work.
It is hard work.
It is worth it. I will say, to make your own butter and then enjoy your own butter, it's not the same butter.
There's nothing like it. It's not anything like you get in the grocery store, but man, it is a lot of work.
And nothing against butter, but when you make it yourself, it's that much better. And it's not just because of the elbow grease you got to get into it.
No, there's just that little extra, you know, tasted there. So
Ag on the Move and Ag Education Day, but then you start thinking about next year as well, too, right? And what's you're going to do with the state fairgrounds. So take us into the future from your perspective, Carrie, and what you see here with the work that you do and what you'd like to see.
So part of Planning Discovery Barnyard each year is setting a theme. This year the theme is Wonders of Wisconsin, so we're focusing on different commodities. Next year we'll continue that theme but shift what we focus on.
You've got a list of themes already?
Kind of.
Yeah, I figured you'd do.
You've got to be planning ahead.
Sure. Do you take it to the team? Has this become a discussion about how to center it and how do you make that decision?
Yeah, we'll have team discussions of kind of where we want to focus on things or if there's something interesting that someone else saw at another county fair or a state fair. One of the best things about the fair industry in general is there's tons of idea sharing. So we are involved in the International Association of Fairs, and we'll have meetings with our agriculture committee where we do just engage in idea sharing, and then I can maybe borrow an idea from Indiana or Minnesota and adopt it for here.
Is there an idea that you've borrowed in the past that you'd like to share? Is there something?
So there is. I took and adapted it what worked for us. So one of the fairs had a full installation of a epoxied corn floor. Insane.
A corn floor?
Yes, so that it felt like you were in a grain bin. And it was beautiful, a little more significant than we were able to put in this year.
Sure.
However, I adopted that epoxy theme to make the floor on our miniature golf course. So that way I could use the same skill set, same idea, very popular, and we get to play mini golf.
I think that's even better.
I would argue you're correct on that.
Well played. Carrie, I do have a question from the audience. How does 4-H fit into the ag competitions?
A lot of our exhibitors have a history in 4-H, but they don't necessarily have to be. So they could also be involved in FFA or just involved in a livestock family, and they enjoy exhibition.
So it's ancillary, and it's there, but it's not necessary.
It's not a requirement to be in 4-H to show here, but a lot of our exhibitors do have a strong history being involved in 4-H. I myself grew up in 4-H. I learned so much from those times.
Yeah.
And so it holds a space in people's hearts, but it's not a requirement to show here.
Carrie Shanahan, I want to thank you for teaching the kids. I want to thank you for loving teaching the kids and sharing the relationship that they have with their animals and how it plays out here at the State Fair each and every year. It sounds a lot of fun and the nice addition to the putt-putt course.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carrie Shanahan is the Agriculture Education Manager here at our Wisconsin State Fair. And before we're done today, I've got a lot of folks to thank who made this all possible. So a huge thank you to everybody here at the Wisconsin State Fair, everybody here inside the Grand Champion Hall, Communications Manager Tim McCormick, our guest today, the Executive Director Sherry Black, historian Tom Zimmerman, Jill Albanese. I just saw her. She never stands still. There she is. Thank you, Jill. And of course, Carrie Shanahan, who is just with us. Also want to thank our WPR team who made it possible. Lisa Nalbandian, John Christensen, Abby Morgan got it all together. Tom Lujak made it happen. Huge fan of the State Fair. Brad Kohlberg and Tyler Ditter had quite a day yesterday to make it all happen for us today. Jeff Robbins, who is running the soundboard back in Madison for us today. Our producers, Joel Patenaude, Clara Neipert, and our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. Thank you, each and every one of you. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to WPR News live from the Wisconsin State Fair.